It is round number two, baby. Ding, ding. Here we go. It is a New York Jets mock draft. A little bit of rules for everyone joining us here. This will be my 7-round Jets mock draft, and I had a lot of fun with this one. There will be plenty of trades, my thoughts and opinions on all these picks, and why, to me, they make all the sense in the world. So now the big question, after the Jets address left tackle, after the Jets address wide receiver, what will they do with the 10th pick? We Jets are on the clock with the 10th pick. Brock Bowers is available. And with the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select. Wait a minute. I have the Jets trading back in a blockbuster. The Jets, they want that second round pick. And I have an interesting solution to how to get this. And it might sound like a lot, but when you really think about it, it isn't that much. So I have the Indianapolis Colts coming up from pick 15 up to pick 10 to select Brock Bowers as they want to pair Anthony Richardson with a young tight end. Jets move down a couple picks. They end up getting the Colts' 46th pick and a 6th-rounder. But the Jets also have to give up both 4th-round picks now. One is 112, which is a bit high, but the last one is the comp pick, basically one of the last picks in the entire 4th round. So the Jets get pick 46. They gain an extra 6th-round pick. So they have 2 6s at this point and only drop down 5 spots. So they are on the board at number 15. And with the 15th pick, in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Troy Fatanu, the offensive tackle and guard out of Washington. Look, I think Joe Douglas is going to love this guy. I think it's either going to be between him or Funga. I think Funga goes slightly before this pick, but either way, I'm ecstatic about this pick. I really love Fatanu, and to me, he gives the Jets a super backup because he can play 4 positions. He can play tackle in this league. I think he's eventually going to be a tackle. And you also have to think long-term. The Jets' tackle positions are both on one-year contracts. You have AVT, who's had 2 injury-plagued seasons back-to-back. You have a tackle that has missed multiple games at left tackle. To me, Fatanu is the ultimate plug-and-play guy. He's a long-term answer for you on this offensive line. But the versatility is what I really love. Yes, Funga can play guard, but he's played tackle his entire career. This is someone that has bounced around the offensive line, could be a 4-spot star. And look, this could be something where Fatanu plays 2 or 3 games at the left side. He then has to go play right guard. He has to play some left guard in there. To me, he is a super backup. And really, to me, the biggest reason I look at this pick is the following. Yes, I love Brock Bowers. Yes, I think Brock Bowers is going to be an incredible pro. But Brock Bowers is not going to design the Jets' faith. Romo Dunze is not going to decide the Jets' faith. The Jets' faith will be decided by Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers most specifically being healthy. The Jets need the offensive line. We saw it last year. When this offensive line imploded, they could not do anything. They need to address the offensive line. And if the best part, if he doesn't play a game this year, that means everyone played a full season, but you get the ultimate weapon on the offensive line, can play multiple positions. But the reason I really like him is I think he's a great long-term answer for multiple positions on this Jet team, a plug-and-play guy right away, and gives you the ultimate backup and the ultimate 6 men for the offensive line. Because let's be honest, we've seen the Jets, and they go through offensive linemen like water. So now I have the Jets at pick 46, the one they acquired from the Colts. So I know people are screaming at me, we need a playmaker. I hear you, ladies and gentlemen. Troy Franklin, someone the Jets have kept their eyes on. They've gone to his pro day. This is someone that I think fits the skill set. He's a big play threat, 6'2", can play in the slot instantly. And to me, he's a little bit raw, which is why he'll fall to round 2, but is an incredibly dynamic athlete and really would benefit behind Mike Williams for a year, would be a nice number 3 option for the Jets, potentially working into that number 2 receiver role on this team, gives Aaron Rodgers a dynamic playmaker, guy that can go up and get the football, but also someone that can stretch the field. And when you look at the guys that they have, Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson, you add Franklin to this room, it is a bunch of freak athletes, and this is another weapon. So I know, guys, you want me to get that weapon in round 1. Yes, it's not one of the top 3 receivers, but it is still an elite receiver. And wait a minute, the Jets are trading back. Yes, I have the Jets trading back at 72, their third round pick. We know Joe D, Trader Joe, he loves to get those picks. And since they have traded both their fourth round picks, Joe wants to get one back. He trades pick 72 to the Houston Texans, who have multiple picks in this range. They drop back to slot 86. So they drop back to about the midway in the third round, while also acquiring a fourth round pick, pick number 123. And with the third round pick at pick number 86, I have the Jets addressing the pass rush, baby. I have them going with Muhammad Kamara, the edge from Colorado State. Undersized at 6'1", but an explosive athlete. 4.57 40 at the combine. But I love this kid's engine. He never turns off that motor, always revving, always playing hot on the field. And look, he was dynamic. Yes, he can get bullied by bigger offensive linemen. But when you look last year, productive, 17 tackles for a loss, 13 sacks, really raw prospect, but there's a lot of raw athleticism here. And it's also a nice change of pace. I think it brings another weapon to this room. When you look at Jermaine Johnson, he's more of a bold power rusher. When you look at Jadeveon Clowney, if the Jets eventually add him, it's more of a bold power rusher. I look at Kamara as almost a little bit more like a Bryce Huff, more of an undersized defensive end, probably not an every down end in the NFL, but someone that on third down specialist can come flying off that edge like a bat out of heck. I think that this would be a really nice pick. It adds to that edge room. It's not going to replace the loss of Huff, but it gives this team another rotation. It gives them a guy that they can keep rotating in with McDonald, with Jermaine Johnson, and hopefully with Jadeveon Clowney. So the Jets also now have acquired a fourth round pick. So basically the Jets, yes, they trade up a lot of capital to get that second round pick, but they have also gone back and they have made sure to recoup some of those assets. So I'm going with another JD staple. What is a position he loves to draft in round four? It is the offensive line again. And I know this may seem like overkill. Yes, I know the Jets have spent a lot of money on offensive line. Yes, I understand that. But here's the thing. Donovan Jennings, kid I really like out of UCF, was a tackle for them, is making the transition to guard the NFL. He's already said he's making the move to guard. But look, highly durable, played 54 games in college, can play four positions on this offensive line. And I envision him being like a really good backup in the NFL, someone that is one of the last guys on this roster. But look, the Jets need bodies. And as much as I like Carter Warren and the progress he made last year, it's like quarterbacks. You just got to keep going until you find the right ones. And who knows? Donovan Jennings might be a good fit. Maybe AVT goes down early in the year again. But now you're not killing yourselves because you have a guy ready to go. If anything, if the Jets need to be overloaded at one position, it's offensive line. So I love this kid. I think he fits what the Jets want to do. So now we get into the nitty-gritty. So now the Jets, of course, have a six-round pick, which I also had from that trade, and also two seventh-rounders at this point. So in the sixth round, I have them going an interesting route here after the trade. I have them going with Jordan Travis, the quarterback, out of Florida State. Interestingly, he's one of the few people the Jets have targeted. It doesn't seem like a lot of people are interested, and I get it. Undersized at about 6'1", 6'2". Really dynamic athlete before his injury. I think this is just a good opportunity for a dart throw. Really dynamic player. Was accurate at Florida State. Good team leader. I think he's someone that has a lot of tools you like. Maybe not as high-end as a player you really are imagining, like a first-round talent, but maybe like a second- or third-round talent. But here he's sitting in round six. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of teams really interested. That's why I think he falls away to the sixth. The Jets might have to get him open the fourth or the fifth round, but I have a feeling he could be sitting here around the sixth. Jermaine Johnson's going to push for him. He's already said it on social media. He loves this kid. And look, I think it's a good opportunity because it's the perfect system. It's the perfect thing. You have Rodgers, you have Tyrod Taylor. He can learn from them a year. And look, if the Jets go through this year process and they don't think he's developing, then you go and look for another quarterback next year. But at this point, you need to take dart throws. You need to try to find someone. Unfortunately for the Jets, I don't think they're going to find someone. I think Pratt is going to be gone before they pick in round three. I don't think there's that great guy. And to me, on day three, it's dart throws. I love the kid from Tennessee as well, but really Travis is someone that the Jets have clearly had their eye on. They love the athleticism. They love the dynamics he brings to the table. And I also think they look at this as a redshirt year. They're looking for someone that's going to come in and ease in. He's coming off an injury. I just think it's too perfect of a match and just makes all the sense of the world for the Jets. Now we go to the seventh round. I have the Jets adding to the tight end room with A.J. Barner, the tight end from Michigan. Look, big guy. We saw them last year going with big bodies. 6'6", 251 pounds, big target. Really fits what they want in an inline tight end. Really good run blocker and can really go above the rim. Really nice red zone target. Gives a big target over the middle of the field. Now, here's the thing. He's not going to beat people with speed. He's not the best athlete. He's a really raw route runner. But this is another project that I could see him maybe competing for that third tight end spot. Big blocker. I think Ruckert's going to get more of a bigger role this year. You can bring him in blocking situations. That size, you can maybe use him as a hybrid fullback and sub packages. And look, when you're looking for big bodies in the red zone, Barner could be a really nice target. And at this point, you try to build off of the – you try to get guys that have upside. They don't make a lot of 6'6", 251-pound guys in the NFL that can catch. And I think that you have to take a shot here. And finally, maybe I'm a little bit stubborn here. I haven't seen a lot of connections for the Jets, but I have J.D. Bertrand, the linebacker from Notre Dame. Look, I just really like this kid a lot. And he just really reminds me a lot of Jeff Ulbrich. Like, it just feels like he's someone that I think Jeff Ulbrich's going to fall in love with. And yes, I understand C.J. Mosley got the contract restructured. Jets are going to play with two linebackers. But I still think they need to be thinking long-term here for an eventual C.J. Mosley replacement in a year or two. I really like Bertrand. He's a good enough athlete, not a great athlete. But what I really love about him is he's a great team leader. He's a really heady player. He's a really smart player, really plays with a lot of instincts. Like, he reminds me a lot of kind of Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich wasn't a linebacker that you looked at and you said he was the most athletic guy in the world, but he won a lot of his battles because of positioning, because of angling. And to me, I see that in a lot of Bertrand's game. It just feels like this is someone, especially with him at the Senior Bowl, like this just feels like someone that it makes too much sense of a match for the Jets. So that is it. My second mock draft for the New York Jets. Changing some things up, getting the Jets a second round pick, Jets trading back, and the Jets trading up. My biggest thing is they need to focus on this offensive line, getting two picks. And I think this would be a great draft day for the Jets because in the first three picks, they addressed three positions of need on this team: offensive line, weapon at the wide receiver position, and also making sure to go out there and add another piece. I could see the Jets maybe going to linebacker in round seven as well. Another position I would say to keep an eye on in round seven is a safety position. Day three, I think, is going to be a lot of defense. We see it a lot with the JD specials. I always look for trends. Douglas likes to draft a lot of guys, especially in that fourth, fifth round, guys that maybe were day two talents on the defense that are sitting there. Maybe they had an injury that pushed them back. I wouldn't be surprised if they look to add a safety later in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to add some more linebacking depth. Another surprise position could be corner, because as much as I love Michael Carter and as much as I want to see the Jets get a deal done, maybe they try to hedge their bets and try to draft the developmental corner in case they lose DJ Reed or Michael Carter in a year. I hate that thought. But again, as a GM, you have to be thinking ahead. So this is my mock draft. My second one, I promise you, we will be having a lot more on Mock Draft Monday. We will be having my full 32-1 dropping next Monday, and then the following week, another New York Jets one. This will be version 3.0. Could I get crazy? Could I pull Daniel Jeremiah and say the Jets trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr.? Do they stay at 10? Will I finally allow them to pick Brock Bowers? As I get a little tongue-tied over there. But again, guys, make sure you join us for that episode. We're going to have a lot more mock drafts and a lot more Jets draft content here on Rich.